Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kinim Daf Chav Gimel, Kinim 23. And today's Daf Yomi, we're really on the second Daf that is a discussion of Kinim. It's a very short tractate because there's only Mishnayot and it doesn't have any Talmud on it. So the tractate of Kinim deals with what happens when a person brings a bird offering, which is what is the plural of a cane, a nest, and therefore they're bringing these two birds, and somehow or other the birds get mingled with each other and mixed up. That if, generally speaking, if a person has to bring in an obligatory bird offering, they generally speaking have one chatas and one ola bird. So the chatas and the ola are very different in that the blood is, one of the differences between them is that the blood is sprinkled in different places, with the chatas being where the chatas bird is being applied to the wall of the Mizbeach below the Chutas Sikra, below the midpoint of the Mizbeach, and the blood of the Ola is sprinkled above the Chutas Sikra of the Mizbeach, and it's mutually exclusive. So if you'll make the Korban disqualified if you take the Ola and sprinkle it below or the Chatos above. And so for this reason and other reasons, we cannot mix up the Ola and the Chatos, and so this could cause many problems with many variables. So our Mishnah on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph discusses a konstuma, which is a pair of birds where the owner did not designate which one of the birds will be a chatas or which one will be an ola. And then what happened was sheparach mimena goes la'avir, that one of these birds then flew off into the sky and there only remained one bird left. Or osha parach lebein hamesos, either that the bird flew into amongst the dead birds, meaning to say that there was a carbon chatas whose owner died, or a chatas whose owner had achieved atonement, and so therefore it's not that it was actually dead, but it was set to die. Or, for example, that the chatas became mixed in with other animals who were set to die, and so therefore this bird flew there and it's not recognizable, and the law is that it's now set to die as well. Osha meis echad man, or if one of these birds died, then under those circumstances, yikach zug l'sheni, that the owner should take a second bird to pair with the remaining one and bring it. Parach lebein akrevos, let's say the bird flew to amongst the birds that were set to be offered, that they were able to be offered, but it came mixed in with them and we don't know which one it is, then puzzle, then the bird is going to be disqualified and we cannot bring anything from the ones that it flew to. Uposo echad keneged, and we say that we also disqualify one of the birds from the mixture of which it had flown away from, and because this is the principle shagozel haporeach, that a bird that flies away puzzle, it disqualifies all the birds in the place that it arrives at. Uposo echad kenegdo, and the place from where it comes, it also disqualifies one of the birds from which it had come from. This is the general Mishnah that the beginning of the second chapter of chapter Kinim. Back in Pirkei Avos, we learned in Pirkei Avos in chapter 3, Mishnah Yud Ches, we learned there Kinin Upisle Nida Hein Gufei Halachos, that the Kinim, the laws of Tractate Kinim, are the Gufei Halachos. They're the essential body of Jewish law. And the Rashbats notes in Magen Avos that Kinin is very, very small tractate. It's just one tractate in Seder Kachim. And there are three chapters in it, and there's no Talmud, not in the Babylonian, not in the Yerushalmi. And some of the laws are brought elsewhere, and yet this is called the Gufei Halachos, the essential aspect of the Halachos. And there's different reasons brought for it. One reason is to emphasize just how seriously we have to take it, even though we might think that, first of all, we're not bringing Karbanos anymore today, and this is, they talk about some very far-fetched situations, but nevertheless we have to look at it as though it is essential and embrace the study of it. And on top of that, there became a strong custom, unfortunately, throughout Jewish history, that in the face of tragedy, where tragedy was threatening the Jewish people, that the study of Tractate Kenin became a segula, became a merit to save the Jewish people from punishment more than anything else, any of the other parts of the Torah. And there are three reasons that are brought down in our commentaries for why it became such a segula to study. So one reason is because there are three types of karbanos. There's a olas behema, there's a olas ha'of, and there is also a karban mincha. And about all of them, they are called an ishe reach nichoch. They are called a fire offering before Hashem. But the ola, we know, is the one who's the richest, brings the animal. And the benoni, the middle one, brings the bird. And the one who's the poorest, the dal shabadalos, they bring the grain offering. So a person has to always look at themselves as though we are a benoni. And so the of is the bird is the one that's most common. And so therefore, since we are looking at ourselves as a benoni, as an average person, and the of is the most common, the bird is the most common offering, we should view this tractate as the essential aspect, because it's the one that refers to what we are, which are the average people. Secondly is, the other karbanos, except for the daily offering, there are some circumstances where you might not have to bring it. You may never sin. Even with a positive commandment, you might never do it. But however, with kinim, this is something where it's not in our circumstances, because sometimes if a person is a zav or a zava, they have a flow from their body, or a woman gives birth, that's why you have to bring a bird offering. And so therefore, it's beyond our control. And third reason is because Jewish people are compared to a bird, because just like a bird sticks out its neck when it's ready for the slaughter, so too we stick out our neck in service of Hashem. And so therefore, that's what became tragically or ironically the custom, the practice to study this in the face of, God forbid, a tragedy.